Happy Christmas, 5. Christmas Eve at Kirin Cottage, and the five were all together. They were up in the boys' bedroom, packing presents in bright paper. Timmy was very excited and nosed about the room, his long tail wagging in delight.
Don't keep slapping my legs with your tail, Timmy. Look out, George. He's getting tangled up with your ball of string.
Don't look round, Anne. I'm packing up your present. My word, there'll be a lot to give out this Christmas, with all of us here, and everyone giving everyone else something.
I've a B-O-N-E for Timmy, but it's downstairs in the larder. I was afraid he'd sniff it out up here.
He knows perfectly well that B-O-N-E spells bone. Now you've made him sniff all my parcels. Timmy, go downstairs, please.
Oh, no. He does so love Christmas time and helping us to pack our parcels. Sit, Timmy. Sit, I say. That's the third time you've knocked down my pile of presents.
Downstairs, George's mother and father were packing up parcels too. They seemed to have as many as the four upstairs. Mrs. Kirin looked at the pile of packages on the table.
Far too many to go on the tree. We'd better put all our parcels, and the children's too, in a sack, Quentin. We can stand the sack at the bottom of the tree, and you can be Father Christmas and hand them out tomorrow morning.
I am not going to be Father Christmas. All this nonsense at Christmas time. Bits of paper everywhere, parcels to undo, Timmy barking his head off. Hark at him now. I shall go mad. He's got to go to his kennel.
No, no, Quentin. Don't upset George on Christmas Eve. Look, you go and sit down quietly in your study and read the paper. I'll finish the parcels. But you must be good and hand them out to the children tomorrow morning. Yes, and hand Timmy's to him too.
Supper time came all too soon that night. When the bell rang to tell the five that the meal was ready, they groaned. Dick looked round at the mess of parcels, paper, string, ribbon and labels.
Have to finish afterwards. Supper, Timmy, supper.
Timmy shot downstairs at top speed, bumping heavily into Uncle Quentin, who was just coming out of his study. Timmy gave him a quick lick of apology and ran into the dining room, putting his front feet on the table to see what was there.
Down, Timmy. What manners. Hello, Uncle Quentin. Don't know your parcels up yet?
Yeah.
He's going to be Father Christmas tomorrow and hand out all the presents. Don't scowl like that, Quentin, dear. You look just like George when I tell her to fetch something.
I do not scowl. Oh. Christmas Day tomorrow. Aunt Fanny, it's lovely of you to have us all here for Christmas. Goodness, we'll never finish opening our parcels tomorrow.